Good evening, Niken, from the West Coast to the East Coast. I hope you had a wonderful Halloween weekend and that you ate lots of candy and passed some out and that you're now ready for a great November. I hope you had a chance to check out the new prices that went into effect this morning. If you went to myniken.com or niken.com, you may have noticed that there have been some adjustments. And I have had a chance to speak with people today, and there is excitement and energy and enthusiasm because our great Niken products haven't changed, but the prices have. And we have new retail and wholesale prices. I mean, who's not going to love chocolate KBB at 75 retail, 60 wholesale, amazing prices. And you know what? If you get it on auto ship and you're doing 100 PV on auto ship, it's going to knock down the price even more. You're 10% off. So great prices on amazing high quality products. And in speaking to people, they're excited. They're excited that we have prices that make it possible to retail. It's not necessary to sign people up as a wholesale buyer. We can segment people into consultants and customers now, and we can get lots of registered customers, and it's exciting. Well, you may know that today, November 2nd, is a date that several changes went into effect. The new pricing did go into effect today, and the PV and CV changes that correspond with that. Because of that pricing change, you may want to look at your auto ship. Your auto ship, if it's around 100 or 120 points on the old pricing, you may find that it now has dropped well below 100 points. Now, for the final 2 months of this year, your personal consumption still counts, qualifies in the compensation plan. 100 points of personal consumption is required in order to receive a check. So you may want to make sure and do some adjustments so you are still hitting that 100 points. If you had KBB in a box of 10-4 on your auto ship, you're not going to quite make it with those two items. So now is the time to add something to your auto ship. It's a great opportunity to explore, to try out a product like Jade Greenzymes or Mental Clarity, something that you really liked and wanted to use but just hadn't decided to. But now you have the opportunity to do so. But you may want to check your auto ship to make sure that you do hit 100 points. You do need 100 PV of personal consumption November and December in order to receive a check those 2 months. Now, come January 1st, the change will happen, and your personal consumption will no longer count towards qualification. And so that will change come January 1, but for the next 2 months, it still is a requirement. So you may want to make an adjustment to your auto ship in order to meet that requirement. In addition to the pricing changes, the PV and CV changes, there's also a new joining fee and renewal fee now for North America. So going forward, renewal is $79, new signups $99, and this morning the PWP went live for all consultants. So everyone has it. You'll continue to have that as part of your Niken package of being a consultant. And whether you renewed a month ago or 5 months ago, 10 months ago, or whether your renewal is coming up, you will have that as part of your service until your renewal date. And on your renewal date, you'll pay the $79, but you'll get that great PWP, a $25 value month after month after month included as part of your renewal fee. So a fantastic addition to the value of being a consultant. Also, you'll have your humans being more online and live experiences included in that price. Humans Being More is going to launch this Friday online, and you'll access it from MyNeeKen. You'll go to MyNeeKen, and there'll be a NeeKen online in your Grow Your Business section on MyNeeKen, and this Friday you'll be able to start exploring and getting familiar with Humans Being More online. And we'll also be making additional announcements about our live Humans Being More trainings, which will take place next year. The first one is going to happen at the Eagle Expo. So you may want to put on your calendar that January 21st, the first live Humans Being More class, part of NeeKen University, is happening. And actually, it has kind of an interesting title, Entrepreneurs Being More, a one-day class that will focus on entrepreneurship, all those qualities, abilities, and skills necessary to be a 21st century entrepreneur will be shared at that course, that class conducted by NeeKen University. It'll happen just before the Eagle Expo. That's January 21st. And shortly, you'll be able to sign up for that online as well as through the Eagle Expo. And that, of course, is included in your joining fee, your renewal fee, as part of your Humans Being More experience. And the mobile app, as we announced in San Antonio, is coming later this month, and you'll have that in your arsenal. So lots of exciting things are happening. You may have noticed that there were some changes in the products. The Vital Packs have been discontinued. The individual prices, you'll notice, when combined together, are actually substantially cheaper now than when they were in packs. The same is true for something like duct tape in a roll, a group of seven. Actually, individually, if you buy seven, it's much cheaper than it was in that pack price. So a lot of the packs have gone away. There still are a few packs. So the Bone Health, some of the other packs, the Men's Mega packs, some of those are still available, but many of the packs have gone away. Individually priced items, actually, you'll find are cheaper to purchase them that way. So a lot of exciting changes, a lot of great things that are happening. An announcement that I need to make has to do with Canada. Come the 23rd of December, the Canadian warehouse is being closed. We're streamlining our shipping operations, and it actually will make more sense to ship Canadian orders directly from the U.S. warehouse. So on December 23rd, the Canadian warehouse will close. It'll no longer be possible for people in the Toronto, the Ontario province, to collect orders at will call. You will need, just as consultants, customers here in the United States, you'll need to receive those through shipping, and those orders will be shipped from the U.S. warehouse. Canada Post is going to be handling all shipments except for toppers. What will happen is every Friday, shipments will go together to Canada, and then they'll be sent to the final address. This is to help keep shipping prices as low as possible. There may be a slightly longer transit time on some items, but we want to give you a heads up on that change for Canadian orders, and that will start January 4th, that those orders will be shipped from the U.S. warehouse. We had an amazing month in September. So all of the numbers got crunched and were posted in October, and we now can make those announcements. But we had a tremendous number of successes in September. Everyone was working their little rear ends off, their tails off, in order to get on Team Kaizen and Team Tai Chi, in order to do Double Paragons and 21 Clubs, and we want to share some of those recognitions with you. We had some great new silvers in the month of September. Esther Atta, Chris Beckfold, Clancy Bolton, Darla Brannon, Larry and Barbara Bryant, Vincent Charlene Campagna, Marcella Garza Gonzalez, Carolyn Hoffman, Carol and David John, Alice Canis, Anna Kuselin, Robert Loken, Daniel Messier, Patricia Morrison, and Tamara Rochette, all silvers, brand new silvers in the month of September. Congratulations to you. Great sponsorship happening. Some of our top recruiters include Crandon McKenzie, Barbara and Larry Bryant, Barb and Donald Satterwhite, Connie and Ron D'Amico, Lon and Wita Garrett, Harold and Jeremy Wilson, Esther Atta, and Lana Nelson, top sponsors for the month of September. Congratulations to all of you as you're working to grow your business with new wellness consultants. Herb Rapp, Rachel Dayton, Dr. Sharon Louise, Barbara Ann Bryant, Carrie Glickstein, Tony Collins, Esther Smith, Charles Foster, and Pam Foster, Robert Loken, and Kenneth and Donna Hankins, all top PGV, all individuals with great group action going on, lots of incredible things happening in their groups. Congratulations to all those individuals for being top PGV winners in the month of September. And retailing, of course, is an important part of the new NECAN, not just recruiting, not just building a great network, but also retailing and sharing our great products with customers, which is now even more possible with the great prices. And some of our top retailers in the month of September, Dr. Sharon Louis, Esther Smith, Barbara and Larry Bryant, Nadine Staff, Ted and Annie Verster, Robin Meyer, Carol and David John, Susan Van Dunn, Valentina Popova, Melissa Pellicci. Congratulations to all of those excellent retailers and the work that they've done. And finally, some great Business 21 Club winners in the month of September, Rachel Payton, Elizabeth Harbin, Alice Canis, and Herb Rapp. Congratulations to all of you, those 21 Club winners. You might have heard that name a couple times, Herb Rapp. Herb also was one of our Double Paragon Award winners, and we want to congratulate Herb and all of his great work. We announced our new Team Kaizen in San Antonio. Our new Team Kaizen consists of Herb Rapp, Bernadette McBurney, Rachel Dayton, I'm missing two folks. Gary, can you help me out? Why can't I remember the other two people? I'll remember.
Janet,
yeah,
Robinson.
Janet Robinson.
How can I forget Janet?
Herb Rapp, Rachel Dayton, Bernadette McBurney, Janet Robinson. And there's one more. I'll remember their name in just a second. And then, of course, our wonderful Team Tai Chi member, Julie Tara. Congratulations to all of our new Team Kaizen members, as well as our Team Tai Chi member. We'll get that name here in just a second. But San Antonio was an amazing event enjoyed by all. One of the highlights of San Antonio for me was getting to meet all of our wonderful wellness consultants. And one consultant I always enjoy speaking to, just because he's making so many things happen here in NECAN, is Gary Bolton. And,
the Fosters! Sam and Charles Foster!
Oh, I just remember. Sam and Charles are never going to forgive me. Actually, they will, because I'll take them to dinner. I'll take Sam and Charles Foster to dinner. And it'll be on NECAN's dime at the Houston, the amazing Houston leadership event that's happening November 14th. So, Pam and Charles, you have to forgive me. It's required. But November 14th, I'm going to be in Houston with Pam and Charles. So our other members of our fantastic Team Kaizen, Bernadette, thank you for reminding me. But I love spending time with our consultants, and one of our amazing consultants, Gary Bolton, had a chance to speak with him several times in San Antonio. And let me tell you, this guy is rocking the NECAN world. Gary, are you with us tonight? I know you are, because I just asked you a question.
Yes, I'm here.
Gary, how are things in Georgia?
Oh, they're wet.
Well,
we're not sending somebody to drive somewhere else.
We'll take it here in California. We're in a drought. Gary, you are not experiencing a drought in your business. Tell us what happened in your business in the month of October.
We set a record in our organizational volume, total sales. We had the biggest month that we've had since I've been in the camp.
I know everybody on the call is on the edge of their seat right now because everybody wants to make this happen. Everybody wants their volume to grow. They want their business to grow. They want their team members to grow with them. And you're doing it. You're doing it in the here and now. Last 90 days, last 30 days, you're making it happen. What was it that created the momentum you needed what was the strategy? What have you been putting into place to make October happen?
We've been telling everyone when they sign up or if they've been a distributor for some time that to focus on the retail sale, focus on signing up customers and get that retail profit. That way you'll be making money. If you come in and you're not making money, you're not going to stay a NECAN distributor very long. So we want to instill in them from the start, or try to instill in them from the now, that these products are incredible. Everybody needs them. Maybe some folks don't know. But if you'll just ask people for the sale, they'll take their wallets out and they'll actually make those purchases. We've seen a steady growth, but I think since the company announced a month or so ago that this new emphasis on retail, we've got even more people on the team that have said, well, this may work. The company's advocating that now. So as more people just jumped on the bandwagon and started going out and searching for customers instead of distributors, our volume just blew up.
You've told me previously that it was about 18 months ago, 24 months ago, that you kind of made a shift in your strategy.
It was just a little over 2 years ago, and I decided that I was going to try something different. I was a platinum, not qualified. If I did qualify, I'd have to spend money, and I haven't had to spend any money in over 2 years now to qualify. I qualify every month.
And what was that new strategy that you started employing?
It was just asking for the sale. It was just as simple as that. Ask.
So looking for customers.
Yes, looking for customers as opposed to distributors. Now, we're not opposed to signing up distributors, but we want them asking us. We don't want to be the ones asking for them. And quite frankly, if we go out and we felt like if we were going out and we're in the back of our mind, we were thinking, I need a new distributor, we really wasn't addressing the needs of the person in front of. So we started trying to address their needs, which is usually product-based. And if later on they become a distributor, great. If not, I've got a great customer.
You know, what you shared with me previously that I just found fascinating is that when you go out and you search for customers, you sign somebody up as a registered customer, so they're buying from you month after month, creating that repeat business, that income that happens again and again, that when you do that and you've got somebody buying product from you over and over again, that after a while, some of them get curious. And they're like, I love these products. They're really great products. And what I heard you share with me before is they then say, are you making any money doing this?
Yeah, and it's so wonderful to be able to say absolutely you'll have the entrepreneurs that will come to you when people will know just by your posture and how you carry yourself and how you talk to people. They'll know, and you will attract those individuals that are entrepreneurs. And we have them call us. They were so interested you were selling these products, and we're interested in doing it too. So we would rather have those people looking for us than us looking for them. It works a lot better, or has for us.
let's say you signed up 10, 15, 20 customers, and let's say out of those, let's say two or three come to you. What's the first response when they say, hey, are you making any money doing this? And you say yes, then how do you, where do you go from there? What's the next step you take?
Well, if they're interested, I want to do a business presentation. If they've already gone to the point to where they want a business presentation, I do that. And I use the Dave Johnson speech tree to reach street. I don't use PowerPoints. I'll use a piece of paper and a pencil, and I'll draw out the circles. And we teach an intention with everyone new. And that intention is to do 500 TV and retail sales. And by showing them that, when they have 12 people in their downline, they have the volume to carry them to silver. And we tell them they want to reach silver as quickly as possible so that they can be at the top as far as the compensation is concerned. So we go over that, and we explain to them that Nickin has the product. They take care of everything online for us, and now all that's free. So our only job is to market the products. We don't have to take care of packaging. We don't have to take care of keeping up with inventories. We don't have to take care of credit card transactions or returns. We only have one thing to do, and that's to market the product. So we try to get people laser focused on that. We want them going out into warm market first, and we want to address the needs of their family and friends. I mean, they already know people that need our product. And we want to go to them, and we want to offer Nickin as a solution, not as a business opportunity. So that's how we handle the new folks that are coming in. We want to use those 21 folks that we short to. Number one, we want to get them some customers, hopefully on auto ship. That's always the goal. And number two, we want to get them trained as far as how to market the product. So if we go out and they hear me present the product, then they've got a pretty good idea how to present them too.
Well, if somebody were to come to you and say, you know, Gary, you're making money doing this, and you say yes, and they say, well, I want to find out more, and you say to them, okay, well, I can't talk to you about it today, but give me a call tomorrow. Go ahead.
If I'm out and doing a presentation to sell products,
yep.
And you get this all the time, people will say, well, can you make any money at this? Or I'm interested in doing this. And my reaction is always the same. I tell them that we're always looking for good business. I give them a business card. I tell them, call me tomorrow. I'll tell you all about it. And if they call me, that's great. I've got a new contact. I got a new prospect. But if they don't call me, then it's great because I didn't waste any time on it. And
yes.
I can be talking to someone else.
So they may make a great customer, but they've just self-selected themselves to not be a great wellness consultant.
Yeah, well, you don't want somebody that's not calling you. You don't want me having to call them all the time. You know, I want the people that call me, and I have people, you know, that call me every day, and we talk about strategy. It sure is a lot more fun, you know, than calling somebody up and, you know, so you going to put me in front of somebody today, or are we going to do anything this week? I don't want to do that anymore. It's a lot more fun when you deal with enthusiastic people. And their idea, they're more enthusiastic.
How often do you talk to Tony Collins, who's one of the golds on your team?
Several times a day, usually, so.
Wow, okay.
Yeah.
So your team, you really are in close contact.
Oh.
You are collaborative entrepreneurs.
Yes. Yeah. The biggest problem you're going to have when you start doing retail is you'll want to keep hitting that refresh button to watch your OV go up. I know my finger gets sore because I'll do it, you know, 15 or 20 times a day. I'm getting that refresh because you get enough people retailing, that thing's going up. You click it up, you click it up, you know. It's addictive. It's almost like a drug.
Well, but a good drug, and I want to get. Don't repeat this. I guess this is being recorded, but I want to get everybody, and you can, as high as possible in a good way. Checks going up, and attitudes going up, and people's income and their supplementary income going up. And I know if people will practice some of the ideas and techniques that you're using, this hybrid model of not simply recruit or sponsor, but this hybrid model of recruiting and retail, of both together. And I love this idea of searching for customers and primarily making it your job to share the products and find great customers, and then let customers select themselves. Let customers come to you and say, are you making money doing this? And then sharing with them. And it sounds like this has worked incredibly well. Best OV thus far in your Nikken career. One of our top consultants, and you have team members who are top consultants in our categories month after month. What are some of the things you've done to make retailing really possible, even before the price change? What are some of the strategies or tools you've used?
I think it starts just like with any other business. You got to offer good customer support. You got to offer good customer service. Most of the folks that are doing any retail are sending out thank you emails, and we're following up. If we sell a water system, we have a strategy. Let's try to get that water filter on auto ship 6 months from now or 3 months from now, whenever you think they're going to need the refills. We want to serve them. We don't want them to have to worry about replacing their filters. And by doing that, you not only have an auto ship coming your way, but the customer feels really served. So just trying to do great customer service. I know my personal retail, over half of it comes from repeat business now. And that's really the reason my TV keeps going up. And now with the price change, I know I've been on the phone today calling people that were just almost ready to buy something, and it was just out of their reach financially.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of made a pledge to myself moving forward that before the first of the year, I'm going to contact 100 people. I'm either going to contact 100 new people or 100 people that I didn't get as a customer or didn't get as a distributor before. Between now and the first of the year, can you imagine if we as a group moving forward contacted 100 people and said, hey, we got great new pricing on all these fantastic products, and if anything, some of the products improved even though they went down in price. What could you do to your business between now and the first of the year? And I realize it's Thanksgiving and Christmas and New Year's Eve, but that's the best time to talk to people about these products, because you're around family and friends, and they're the ones that need it.
That does answer. I think it's just amazing and fantastic what your group is doing, and it's going to be amazing to see what everybody does with these new prices that I think are going to make the products accessible to that many more people, and what it will do for auto ship and repeat customers. Do you find that most of your team are doing their work face-to-face, online, using a combination? What do you suggest or encourage? What are your team members doing?
I have some that just do it online.
Uh-huh.
And I have others that just do it face-to-face. 73% of all sales in the entire MLM industry are done face-to-face. Numbers don't lie. 73% are face-to-face. Of course, with the Internet and the advent of the Internet, you can certainly reach a lot larger audience utilizing Internet tools. But still, it's that face-to-face meeting, that trust that you get with the person in front of you. I love what the folks that are doing it on the Internet are doing, and I love what the folks that are doing it not on the Internet are doing. Both of them, their checks are up because they got an extra 25% added to their PV every month. So because they're retailing and not giving that retail profit around. And people smile when they get bigger checks and want to do more, actually. It's contagious. You know, how big can my check get? So, yeah.
Is there any limit to how big someone's check can go?
Well, you know, I told somebody the other day that 50 people doing $2,000 in your downline would be $100,000. But usually when somebody gets to where they can do $2,000, they're not satisfied there, and they want to do $4,000 or $5,000 in retail sales. We know there are people in the kid that do huge amounts of retail sales every month.
Yeah.
And then, you know, with the networking side of it, just that almost franchising of your business, once you start getting customers, then no, there's no limit to what you can do. We could be 3, 4, 5 times as much volume a year from now just by taking advantage of these prices and offering it because our market has just expanded. I know every time I pass by one of those CrossFit places, my mouth starts watering just because I know if I go in there, it'd be like fishing out of a bucket full of fish. All those people want what we want. What we have, they just don't know we got. I see the world as market. I don't, you know, the CrossFit crowd, the paleo crowd, but you could just keep going on and on.
And the organic, natural, the locally grown and produced, and more and more people are joining those movements every day. People want to be fit and healthy. They want to focus on the best quality, food, nutrition, skin care. They want natural products. They want the great technologies that replicate nature that we have. It's just going to be a whole new Nikan when we share our products with such an expanded market now because of these great prices and amazing things are going to happen.
Yes, and when you sprinkle into that some of the stories that we've all heard of incredible things that have happened from utilizing these technologies. I mean, you mean it'll do this and it only costs this? I mean, that's a huge... I mean, I'm surprised people aren't locking their doors down to get this stuff.
Well, this is what we need to duplicate in the month of November. Gary, we're going to go out and duplicate you. All of us are going to go and duplicate what you're doing. We're going to go after customers. We're going to let people self-select themselves as wellness consultants by asking us that question. Hey, are you making money doing this? And we'll tell them, give me a call tomorrow. And we're going to have our best OV month this month. So everybody, make that choice to be like Gary Bolton. Have your best OV month this month. Something that Gary shared with me in San Antonio was that in 1908, Henry Ford sold the automobile for $8.50, and he sold 18,000 cars. By 1913, he'd reduced the cost to $600, so by $250, and he sold 168,000 cars. Went from 18 to 168,000. Ford is quoted as saying, every time I reduce the charge for our car by a dollar, I get 1,000 new buyers. So let's go out there, Gary, let's get 1,000 new customers, and then let's find 3 people who will get 1,000 new customers, and they can find 3 people who will get 1,000 new customers, and before we know it, we're going to have lots of new platinums, diamonds, and royal diamonds joining our top leaders like you up on stage. Should we do it?
Yeah, I believe so. Yes, I know I'm going
to do it. I know you're going to do it. That's why I want to spend time with you and Janet Robinson and all of our other Team Kaizen members who are doing great things and just move this company forward at light speed. So, Gary, thank you so much for being on the call tonight.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's have an amazing November. We're going to have an amazing November as we focus on bringing in new customers and sharing with them the wonderful Neken experience. We've got a great philosophy, great technologies, great products, and of course a great business opportunity. And as we share and share with more customers, we're going to also get new consultants. And this message of humans being more, of active wellness, is going to be spread far and wide. Let's flood the earth with great products and a great philosophy, and let's do it starting this November 2nd. Have a great month, everybody. Let's kick off this month in style, and let's get out there and do some good. Thanks for being on the call tonight.